This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. I'm your host, Joe DiRienzo. It is Thursday, February 2nd, and coming up on today's show, the field for the 2017 National High School Invitational has been revealed. I'll highlight some of the storylines in this year's tournament. Plus, we're getting closer and closer to the announcement of the official roster for Team USA in the 2017 World Baseball Classic. Let's see what's leading off. The 2017 World Baseball Classic is right around the corner. There's been a ton of buildup, but the finalized Team USA roster will be announced on Wednesday, February 8th at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern on MLB Network. With the new rules in place for the WBC, some pitchers can be added and removed after each round, so there are more players to hear to be added later after this roster is announced, but this will be the complete roster for the opening round, and for the majority of the players, they'll remain on the team throughout the tournament. Team USA will be in Pool C in the opening round, where they will face off in a round robin against Canada, Colombia, and the Dominican Republic in Marlins Park in Miami, Florida. Team USA's first game will be Friday, March 10th at 6 p.m. Eastern against Colombia. The top two teams from this group advance into the second round, which Team USA's side of the bracket will be played in San Diego, California. The four teams that make it to San Diego will play against each other once again in a round robin, with two teams moving on to the semifinals to meet the two teams that come out of the other half of the bracket, hosted in Seoul, South Korea, and Tokyo, Japan. The semifinals and finals will then take place in Dodgers Stadium in Los Angeles, California, from March 20th through 22nd. It's a long way away from now, but that is where the players on Team USA will have their sights set after the team is officially announced Wednesday, February 8th, 6 p.m. Eastern on MLB Network. We are also 8 weeks away from the start of the 2017 National High School Invitational, and the 16 teams who will be competing for high school baseball supremacy have been revealed. There are some teams returning with experience mixed in with a new crop of teams from across the country. American Heritage comes 800 miles to carry for the NHSI for their second trip, and meeting them here is a fellow Florida baseball powerhouse and a rival from just 8 miles away in Southwest Ranches, Archbishop McCarthy. Between the two schools, they have four current alumni in the major leagues, and there are plenty of players on their teams this year that have caught the attention of the scouts, including a pair of USA Baseball alumni. For Archbishop McCarthy, 2014 15U national team alumni Alex Terrell is a Miami recruit and a top 50 player in Baseball America's high school prospect rankings. He put his power on display at the National Training Complex in last year's Tournament of Stars when he was a participant of the Home Run Derby, and Archbishop McCarthy is hoping he'll do more of the same this March. American Heritage has a power-hitting USA Baseball alumni of their own. In 2015 15U and 2016 18U national team alumni Tristan Casas. Casas hit a pair of home runs in the Pan American Championships for the 18U team en route to their gold medal, and will be a big name in the graduating class of 2018. Hamilton High School from Chandler, Arizona, who went 3-1 back in 2013, will also make a return trip to Cary, only losing their opening round game by a single run. Orange Lutheran is another team making their return trip to Cary, looking to improve on their 1-3 run from 2014's NHSI, and Rocky Mountain will look to do the same after they went 1-3 last March. And our final returner is one who already has the trophy that the other 15 schools are trying to take away, Huntington Beach High School. The Oilers built on their 3-1 performance in 2015 by taking home the championship in 2016. Their only loss came to 2015 champion San Clemente and have otherwise defeated schools coming from every corner of the country, from New York, Washington, Florida, Georgia, and their home state of California. Overall, 11 USA Baseball alumni across these 16 NHSI teams will be returning to the National Training Complex. Those 11 players have combined to win 16 medals, including 9 gold with Team USA, an additional 4 players who have participated in a national team development program will also be coming back to Cary. 4 of those alumni are from last year's gold medal winning 18U national team. Tristan Casas from American Heritage, Hans Kraus from Dana Hills, and both Hagen Danner and Nick Prado from Huntington Beach. And 2 players are from last year's bronze medal winning 15U national team. Nelson Berkwich from American Heritage, and Josiah Dixon from Orange Lutheran. We will continue our NHSI buildup as we get closer to the event in late March, and coaches from many of the teams will join us here to talk about their programs and expectations they have heading into the tournament. But right after this break, I spoke with head coach of the reigning champs, Huntington Beach, about coming back to defend their title in 2017. You're listening to our Pastimes podcast. Now is the time to gear up to cheer on Team USA. Visit the USA Baseball Shop to see our collection of new arrivals, including the 2017 World Baseball Classic Team USA 5950. We're back on our Pastimes podcast presented by USA Baseball. Joining me now on our Pastimes podcast is the head coach of the reigning National High School Invitational Champion Huntington Beach High School, Benji Madur. Coach, thanks for joining us today.
It's good to be here. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
So you've earned that introduction, defending champs at the NHSI. You brought the trophy home to California last year. What does it mean for your school and baseball program to get invited back once again to compete in Cary and defend that title?
It's an honor. It's a great honor, and Team USA does such a great job with the tournament, and you know, just to be a part of it a couple years ago, it gives me chills just talking about it. But to win it last year was an absolute dream come true. It really put us on the map nationally as a high school baseball program, and I don't know of a higher honor that to have or to achieve as a baseball program than to come back 3 years to the NHSI.
So you guys have that experience playing, but this year it will be a little bit different since you have a target on your back. You guys are the defending champs. All other 15 teams are going to know that. Is there a little extra that you and your team have to put together in the preparation side, knowing that you guys are going to get the 110% every time from these guys as defending champs?
I think we do have to make our kids aware of, I remember last year going and seeing all of the billboards of the defending champions, you know, as you walk up the walk of honor where it has all of the champions over the last 6 years, and our name's going to be on there and we're going to be there. And I remember thinking, you know, seeing Modern Day and the First Academy on that list. And I remember thinking, oh man, I want to play those guys. And I'm going to make sure that our guys know that yes, there will be a target on us and people are going to come after us, and we can't change our approach in any way, shape, or form. We're going to play hard. We're going to play with our hair on fire and just do what we do. And we'll take whatever the result is. You know, we're not going to try to do anything extra. And I think that's the whole key to every single game that we play there.
It is a huge advantage knowing how the process works, how the week went last year and the year before that. So all those returning players have that experience already. One of your returners has been waiting a long time to get a chance to play in the NHSI. He watched from the dugout last year. How excited is Nick Prado that he doesn't have to worry about eligibility this time around?
Oh, man. I mean, he's been talking about it since we got on the airplane last year, leaving the place, you know, and he was asking me right then, hey, are we coming back? Are we going to come back here? And I said, I think we earned it. You know, if we won it, I think we earned the right to come back and play. And he was pumped because he wants to show off what he can do, and he wants to help his team win. And yes, he is he's a mainstay in Cary just because of his Team USA, you know, playing for Team USA. But he wants to come to Cary as a Huntington Beach Oiler and be a part of it. And you know, we are so excited to have him on the team and ready to play this year.
What are your returning players from last year telling the ones who are new to the team about how to approach the whole event, since they've already had that experience at the National Training Complex?
I mean, they've already started talking to them about how to cherish it, to cherish every second that they're there. You know, they're already talking about their GoPros and walking up, you know, in that first workout. And I think that's I think about that, and it gives me the chills, because when you first walk, you get off that bus and you go to your first workout there, and you take BP on one of the side fields, and you see the main stadium field prepped and ready to go, and you know, it just makes you so excited to play the game. And I think our guys are prepping our younger guys for that excitement. They're prepping them for the intensity and you know, the crowds and the quality of competition. and I know they're prepping them just to stay within themselves and just play like you normally play. And we preach that every single day. We practice the way we play a scrimmage, the way we'd play a CIF championship game or the NHSI championship game. We're going to play with heart, and we're going to play with fun, and we're going to get after it. And I think that with that experience, and if you've watched us play in the 8 games that we've been, we have really gotten after it there, and I think we just can't change a thing.
It's a really impressive streak to be able to be at such a high level to come back to the NHSI 3 years in a row. And you do have a lot of returners, but you were 1, 2, and 5 hitters from last year's championship game, as well as 3 of the pitchers you used in the NHSI all graduated. It's one of the things in high school baseball, that huge turnaround with the senior class. How do you adjust for that many players graduating from your starting lineup?
Well, we do have some young talent that, you know, nothing can replace experience in this. But as far as talent goes, we feel like we can match the talent that we've put out there the last couple of years with what we have this year. Granted, Abadesa, Minato, and Silver being gone hurts, but I think the young talent that we're going to put in its place, in their place, are really going to be able to compare. You know, we've been prepping these kids for years for moments like this. And I think we're going to be able to put out a quality team and a quality effort every game that we go out there.
Well, Coach, you guys were a great, fun team to watch last March when you guys took home the trophy. I can't wait to see what you do for an encore. Thanks for taking the time to join us today, and we'll see you in March.
I appreciate the call, and we are looking forward to more than you know. So appreciate the time.
We'll close out today's show right after this. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. That'll do it for us today on our Pastimes podcast. Remember to tune into MLB Network on Wednesday, February 8th at 6 p.m. Eastern to find out the official Team USA roster for the World Baseball Classic. We'll have plenty of WBC coverage coming as we get closer to the event, which starts on March 6th, Team USA's first game coming March 10th against Colombia. Thank you all very much for listening. For Benji Madure, I'm Joe DiRienzo. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.